This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Countries in Central and Eastern Europe are anxious about the coming summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Some worry that Washington could scale down support for its allies in the region in order to secure a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. Ukraine is especially wary of fearing that agreements between Biden and Putin could weaken its strategic importance. Moscow has rejected allegations that it is trying to destabilize those former Soviet and Warsaw Pact nations. It has accused them of Russophobia and cast them as key instigators of Western sanctions that limit Moscow's access to global capital markets and restricted imports of modern technology. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi is going on trial on charges human rights observers criticize as an attempt by the military junta that deposed her to delegitimize her democratic election and cripple her political future. The prosecution of Suu Kyi opening Monday poses the greatest challenge so far for the 75-year-old and her National League for Democracy party since the February military takeover. The army seized power on February 1st before the new lawmakers could be seated and arrested Suu Kyi. Israel has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years after Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two were slated to hold a handover meeting on Monday, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a changing government, the new government was sworn in late Sunday and set to work Monday morning with ministers announcing appointments of new ministry directors. This is VOA News. Two Americans who were charged with helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn flee Japan while he was facing accusations of financial misconduct have agreed they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. The statements by Michael Taylor and his son Peter on the opening day of their first trial in Tokyo suggest the pair will not plan to fight the charges. Prosecution statement accused the Taylors of arranging for Ghosn to hide in a box for musical equipment that was loaded onto a jet that flew him to Lebanon. The Taylors agreed there were no mistakes in the statement. They were arrested in Massachusetts last year and extradited to Japan in March. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to confirm Monday that the next planned relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England will be delayed as a result of the spread of the Delta variant first identified in India. Johnson conceded while hosting the Group of Seven summit over the weekend that he'd grown more pessimistic about the government lifting remaining limits on social contact on June 21st, with the Delta variant estimated by some health experts to be at least 60% more contagious than a previous dominant strain. Scientists and doctors urged the prime minister to err on the side of caution. Nightclubs had been set to reopen on what some British media dubbed Freedom Day. New COVID-19 cases are declining across most of the United States, even in some states with vaccine-hesitant populations. But almost all states bucking that trend have lower than average vaccination rates. Case totals nationally have declined in a week from a seven-day average of nearly 21,000 on May 29th to around 14,000 on Saturday. Experts said some states are seeing increased immunity, an average of nearly 21,000 on May 29th. Iranians are preparing this week to vote in or perhaps boycott a presidential election that many fear will only underscore their powerlessness to shape the nation's fate. Iran's clerical vetting committee has allowed just seven candidates on the ballot. They're seeking to replace the term limit President Hassan Rouhani, whose promises of a bright economic future withered as Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers collapsed. Iran is reeling from the coronavirus pandemic, global isolation, sweeping U.S. sanctions, and runaway inflation. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. My
Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let me take you around Africa on this. As we start off today from the land of Ghana, Lady Fatu by Kobe Maxwell is what we're going to start off with. And right after that, Yolena by Adas featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And Ikole, the sound of the late Oliver Ngoma from Gabon. But let's enjoy this beautiful track now by the great Kobe Maxwell, Ghanaian international music and movie star, right here on The Voice of America. This is Lady Fatu.
Kobe Maxwell. Remix. Hijole. Sholele.
Sholele, sholele.
Show the left, show the left, show the left, show the left. Lady Fatme. Miss Mobo, Miss Mola, Miss Mobo, La Hoos Mommy, Lady Fatme. You be my queen, oh, you be my lady, oh. African lady, lady, lady. Mashibe, mashibe.
Can you?
Nicolet by Oliver Ngoma, The Late from Gabon, and before that, Yulena by Adaz of Nigeria, featuring Flavor. And at the top, Lady Fatu from Kobe Maxwell's album, Do It, and that is right from Ghana. You are listening to Your Super Show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the African beats for you. Stay tuned.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I do feel this program, African Beat, on The Voice of America, with my brother, David Vanney. Make you no turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out the beat all day for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, wait there for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so. Bye.
But when it comes to lust,
welcome back, the African Beat on The Voice of America. And as you continue to listen to the African Beat, don't forget to send your emails to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. And tell us what you think about this show. Let's get the ball rolling right now. Zambe Malawu, the sound of Johnny Bash from the Democratic Republic of Congo is coming up. And right after that, Anamesh Betate by Shirin of Egypt. And In Discipline World, the sound of Vicky Fauna from Sierra Leone. But right now, Zambe Malawu by Johnny Bash of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
And to Jesus. Zambe Malawu.
Zambe Zali Malawu.
Zambe manamu,
Zambe sali manamu, Zambe.
Oh yeah, when I be sorry. Sacrifie moi la mon sang tu es Nicolo ya basu monangai na yebi Paneke na banya maba koyembe na yotata Bibi banamba bombe kasi ya mikono yako E bongo ngai mwana na yoti na nini na yembate Tika na kune sayo
Zambe sali malamu zambe
Zambe yesu masia
Zambe sali malamu
Jesus,
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
We'll be right back.
In Discipline World, the sound of Sierra Leone's Vicky Fona. Right before that, Anamesh Betate by Shireen of Egypt. And at the top was Nzambe Malawu by Johnny Bashingezi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vandy and I'll be right back. The best music comes from Africa. And African Beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African Beat of the Voice of America, Monday through Friday. And oh yes, that is the way we do it. We bring you music from across the continent. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. African Revolution is our next track. Tiken Jah Fakoly from Cote d'Ivoire comes in with that one. And all worked out by Makama Morandi of Tanzania. But right now, let's take some beautiful, cool reggae music. African Revolution, the sound of Tiken Jah Fakoly of Cote d'Ivoire. take this email which says, "Hi, Dave. I said to my fans, keep on listening to the African beat." This is Mike Oyalowo of Cross River State in Nigeria. Mike O'Day. Right now, the African beat on the Voice of America. Out by Makama Morandi of Tanzania, and before that, African Revolution by Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. The African beat comes to you Mondays through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Stay close, I'll be back with more music. Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA. Welcome back. Now, let's take a trip to Conakry, Guinea, where we combine Aisha Kone of Mali and Sekouba Kandia. And this is Ambiance à Conakry. And right after that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wondersen, Aziti of Ethiopia, featuring Abel. And we climax today, we get down tonight, the sound of Abida from Kenya. But right now, Ambiance à Conakry, the sound of Aisha Kone and Sekouba Kandia of Guinea.
Aisha Kone Kwena Su and the Wamed Kibe.
French. English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time,
with David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Yeah.
Get Down Tonight, the sound of Abida from Kenya. And right before that, Fakir Echo by Azeb Wundersen, Aziti of Ethiopia featuring Abel. And at the top, Ambiance Conakry, Aisha Kone, and Sekuba Kandia. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington saying bye-bye.